Good morning. Coming up on 7:40 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our monthly chat with Chris Crane, talking about all sorts of stuff going on at Native American Fellowship. How are you doing, Chris?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good to have you here. So,
thank you.
We had a pretty good event just a couple days ago, and Matt was down there covering it, and we had the story that we've been talking on the news today, the dedication down there in South Coffeyville.
Well, it was actually even farther south.
Yeah.
It was
area.
Just off, South Coffeyville. It was just past Oklahoma Union, but it's off Road 8. It's called Hickory Creek Cemetery and Little Flock Baptist Church. And it is basically, it's a freedman's cemetery. The original building that's there, it's what's left
sure.
of the building, 135 years
that's
ago.
Wild.
It's one of the oldest structures around. And Cherokee Nation, you have the National Register of Historic Places, but Cherokee Nation has their own registry of historic places, and there are 16. This is one of 16, and they have come out and signed paperwork and done stuff that they are going to invest money, I want to say over $1 million, into the rehab of these buildings. And they're gonna, I don't know when they're gonna start work on there, but it will be a usable building. Right now it has no roof and only part of the walls, but it's very moving. It was a really cool ceremony. There were about 70 people there. The pastor from Little Flock, Pastor Orange, spoke. Chief Hoskin was there. District counselors from District 12, Dora Petskowski, and from District 11, Victoria Vasquez, they spoke. And it was just really nice. Matt was there. We got a visit for a little bit.
Yeah, he told me about that. That was great. So that's good. And it's going to be on the Cherokee Nation Register of Historic Places and everything, which is awesome. So
yes, it's a very significant place in the history of Cherokee people. And I think it just says a lot for Cherokee Nation that they're willing to, you know, they're putting their money where their mouth is. These places are, you know, important to the history of our people, and they're actually investing in them.
Yeah, well, it's just great. So, you know, trying to hold on to some of those, there's not a lot of things from the past in general. I mean, if you think about here in Kansas and Oklahoma, we don't have a lot of stuff that's really all that old if you compare it with the East Coast.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. But I think it's just amazing. So this building was around during the Civil War.
Yeah, that's pretty hard to believe.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. So
yep.
What else do we have going on? I know we've been talking about some of we had the photo ID event already. And how did that go?
They did over 375 photo IDs. Cherokee Nation came up, and a bunch of other departments, housing, fish and wildlife, different departments for Cherokee Nation, and they set up at the NAFI building inside, and then they had the photo ID. And so people, tribal members, came in, filled out a little form, brought their card, had their ID on there, took it up, and then they waited. And the wait time was not long. We started it at 2, and the first lady was done by 2:15. So it wasn't a long wait. And over 375 people. And we also, while we were there, we had Cherokee Nation. I was sitting there. We did voter registration. There's an upcoming election, June 3rd, and we really are encouraging people to get out here and vote. And if you need to register, you can come down to NAFI and see me, or Bill, or anybody that's down there. And if you live in, you know, if you need to vote at large or you need an absentee ballot, you still have to register. You can't just expect them to send it. You have to register, request the form.
Sure. Sure. Be a little proactive there, but yeah, you try to make it as easy as possible.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. And then you also had the potluck.
We had a potluck also on last Thursday. We had around, I would say we probably had around 70 people there. It was really nice. We try to do a presentation. Of course, there's food. That's what it's about, is food and fellowship, meeting with each other. And the presentation was Andy Taylor from the Montgomery County Chronicle, and he did a really nice a presentation on a woman named Narcissa Chisholm Owen, who was Cherokee and actually lived at one point over by Caney. And it was just, if you never heard of her, look her up, Wikipedia, whatever. It is pretty fascinating stuff. And of course, Andy made it sound, he was very animated, and it was a great presentation. One of the most enjoyable.
That's really good. So I'm glad he had a good turnout for that. And then we do have an announcement on an event coming up, a little bit of a venue change.
Yeah. Well, this Saturday on March 18th, we have a sister group, which is an at-large community, and it's the Kansas City at-large Cherokee community. And they every year they do what we call the Chief's Picnic, and they usually have it in Lawrence. And it's supposed to be held at the fairgrounds in Lawrence, but it was going to be outside. But I think they're looking at little bit colder weather. So now they've I received a message we're going to be putting it inside in the pavilion, which will help a lot. But lunch is provided. Cherokee Nation, the chief will be there, of course, and Deputy Chief Warner, and probably several at-large counselors, Johnny Kidwell and Julia Coates. And then they will have lunch provided. And again, it's kind of like a big potluck. It's a picnic. But Cherokee Nation will have a photo ID up there also. So if you missed it down here and don't and you happen to be up that way, go on up. There's several of the board members from NAFI and people are coming up. We want to be part of it. Support the Kansas City group. So we're excited. I'm going. I'm excited about it.
Oh, that's great. And we did already mention voter registration, that sort of thing, but it is the end of the month deadline for that. Just a double
March 31st on voter registration, April 10th to get your absentee ballot request in. And again, you can come call down there at NAFI. If you live in Coffeyville, I mean, I'll drop it off to you. And when you do absentee ballots, I know that there, I think you have a choice of either getting two witnesses to sign the ballot when that time comes, sure. They'll come out in May, or you get it notarized. I'm a notary. We have several. We're happy to notarize for you. I think it's just very important that our at-large citizens get out there and take part. I mean, what happens in Cherokee Nation does affect us.
Yep, absolutely. And we talked last time you were on about the Cherokee language class. And
yes.
Do you have another one coming up?
Well, we haven't got ours set yet, but there is, in the meantime, there's an online class. Ed Fields, Fluent Speaker, is the teacher, and you can register at www.cherokee.org. You can find the link to it. And the classes will begin on March 20th and then they end May 25th. So some people like to do online. It might be more convenient that way. And it's free to anybody. You don't have to be Cherokee. We're not limiting. We want this out there. So you can do it. So it's a great opportunity. And as soon as we find out when we are going to start up again, yeah, I'll let you guys know for certain. We want to advertise that.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, and hey, just yesterday we were talking about all sorts of different tourist attractions in the area and things to do. And
You
said that there is a museum that was worth checking out.
It's actually on this Cherokee Nation Registry of Historic Places. It is the Saline Courthouse Museum, in Rose, Oklahoma. Rose is just outside of Locust Grove. And they have this museum. There were 14 courthouses for Cherokee Nation. This is the only one left standing.
Oh, interesting.
And I went and visited it last year. The grounds are beautiful, and there is a small cemetery there. But they are using it right now. They do some community stuff, have rooms upstairs, but it looks big. It's not as huge as you think it is, but it's very nice, very nicely put together. And they have displays. I went, there was I can't remember who the basket maker was. They had a display, but right now, Robert Lewis, who you know, and he is a Cherokee Nation treasure in storytelling. And he also makes baskets too, by the way.
Yes.
And they're having a display, and I believe it's called, I looked to hear, Robert Lewis, Bringing Stories to Life. And so it's going until April 8th. And I told my husband, I said, well, we need to take a little trip just because I want to go see the display again. And I like the drive.
I love that.
It's anything Cherokee Nation has, they do it right on the museums.
That's really
the tourist
cool.
Things are nice to look at.
Yeah, I'm a big, big fan of museums, so I definitely love to check that out.
Well, and as you know, Robert, we were just talking. Robert was here the last 2 years for our Native Unity Gathering, and he actually was on KGGF when you did the remote and told a couple of stories, and he's very entertaining. He will be at our Unity Gathering September 30th this year, and we're planning on having you guys come out and do a remote again, so I hope everybody will be as entertained as they were before.
We're all for that, and then, of course, it's fun to watch him help the kids with their baskets, too. Because, they always, you can get stuck. You're like, oh, what do I do next?
Did you make one?
No, I did, but I was watching the kids do that.
I can't do it.
We made them in high school, actually. It was kind of fun.
I am horrible at it. I get frustrated.
We were soaking them and all this stuff.
Yeah, you have to soak and get it all pliable, the weaving. But, and that's one of the cool things about the Unity Gathering is the fact that these kids, we have a tent set up just for the kids to go and learn some traditional things. They did basket weaving, and they were doing not beadwork, like sewing beadwork, but they made necklaces and things like that. And we had coloring books, Native coloring books for them. There was just a lot of different things going on, and we had ladies to help make things. I think they made cornhusk dolls And they were just a lot of different stuff. So it's good that these traditions get carried on, yeah. and the kids can learn. And it kind of gets the kids out of the parents' hair, you know, for a little bit, and they're all occupied. And then Robert, we had a man named Abraham Bearpaw last year also, and he came down and taught the kids to play stickball.
Yes, yes.
And we're hoping Abraham will come back again and we can do all this.
And speaking of that sort of thing, do you happen to know, I know there are some different tribes that have more like of a bent in different aspects, like pottery, for instance. Is there much actual Cherokee pottery that you know of?
Well, Victoria Vasquez, who is our district counselor for District 11, she is a Cherokee National Treasure in pottery.
Oh,
her
cool.
mother, Anna Mitchell, was also a Cherokee Nation treasure, and Victoria makes beautiful stuff. She actually, I mean, it's from start to end. She goes out and digs the clay out of the
wow.
riverbeds and screens it and everything. There is one of her pots. When I was with the Crawfordville Historical Society and we moved the museum to the new location, the Dalton Museum, I asked her, and she made us a pot. This is a one-of-a-kind for the museum, and it's on display in the Native American room. And there's also a flute that Tommy Wildcat gave us.
I'll have to check that out, because I've been there once, but there's so much to look at. It's overwhelming.
Yeah. Well, the museum, it's pretty impressive. But they have always been so generous. And she just does beautiful work on stuff. I mean, it's very valuable. And I believe her mother's stuff has been in the Smithsonian, the Indian Gallery, and things like this.
Yeah.
So she was very well known. But I think they have distinctive types. I received a piece of pottery, and it wasn't like a pot. It was a turtle, which has its own meaning. The Cherokee, they believe that, you know, basically when the earth was created, it was a turtle.
Yes.
And it rose up out of the sea, and we're basically, you know, we call Earth Turtle Island.
That's great.
So, it's pretty neat.
That is really cool. And then we mentioned this last time, but we do have the Indians and Cowboys branding event coming up.
We actually gave it a name, Indians and Cowboys
great,
branding.
Great.
And we did set a date of May 20th, and we'll have it there at the Native American Fellowship grounds from 10 in the morning until about 2 p.m. And our address down there is 215 Oklahoma Street. We don't expect it to be a huge gathering, and we don't, that's fine. But the idea is, Joe Ferguson here in town gave us two beautiful pieces. I'm not sure what kind of wood, but they're live edge and they're planks. Just gorgeous. And the whole impetus behind this was Bill Davis. We've talked about it. There, years ago, lots of cattle, as we all know, and this was Indian land, and it was leased, and there was over 1 million head at one time between Copan and Veneta that were run. And so we just, it was Indian land, and so cowboys did the cattle, and we're going to put it all together, and we invite people to bring, if you've got a branding iron, we'll have a fire, and we're going to brand the wood, and then hang it and display it, polyurethane and everything.
Yep,
but,
yep.
Of course, there will be food, because, I mean,
oh, you got it.
What else?
Yeah.
So
got
we'll have
cowboy food.
We're going to have, I think we're going to do some hot dogs, but I know we're doing cowboy beans, and that would be Tim Howard, who makes wonderful. He's the one that does the chuck wagon and was at that Unity Gathering. I don't know what else we're going to have. I think we're going to do some tomahawk demonstration throwing, because we actually have our tomahawk team that we compete with the Dewey Cherokee Cultural Group, and we're going to get that back. I've already talked to some people there. We've made threats.
Good.
And but we'll probably maybe blow guns, some other things. So it's just a chance to get together, but we thought it might be kind of a cool event.
Yeah, and May we should have some pretty good weather for
I'm
that.
Hoping.
Yep.
I'm hoping.
Crossed.
Yep.
All right. Well, Chris, that is a wonderful update.
Thank you.
I do appreciate you coming on. And it's always good to hear what's going on, and a nice recap.
Well, thank you for giving us this opportunity. And it's always good to visit with you, James.
Absolutely. Well, hey, coming up, we do have a very busy Thursday to get to. We're going to be here in just a few minutes from the students from IHS. They got a musical coming up. So we'll have a preview of that. And also our chat with Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends of Animals. That is coming up. And of course, Open Line. So get ready for that as well. We do have 58 degrees right now. We're looking for a high today right around 60, but it's going to cool off this afternoon. We've got some showers and thunderstorms and that sort of thing moving through. So keep it on KGGF, and we'll keep you up to date with all of that. So once again, 58 degrees right now in Coffeyville.